Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A critical shortage of a rare gas is threatening to derail India's ambitious plans to become a global semiconductor hub, and it all started with an attack on a major LNG hub in Qatar. First, let's understand why this is significant. The attack on Qatar's Ras Laffan LNG hub has disrupted approximately 33% of the global helium supply, and this is a big deal because helium is a critical component in the production of semiconductors. But why does this matter? It matters because India's semiconductor manufacturing plans are heavily reliant on a stable supply of helium. What makes this significant is that helium is extremely rare on Earth, and it cannot be synthesized or recycled economically. It is extracted as a byproduct of natural gas processing, which is why Qatar's Ras Laffan Industrial City, the world's largest LNG processing complex, is such a major source of helium. Building on this, helium is not just important for semiconductor manufacturing. It has a range of other critical applications, including cooling superconducting magnets in MRI machines to extremely low temperatures, pressurizing fuel tanks in space launches, and serving as a shielding gas for arc welding of reactive metals. And here is something that surprises many students: it is also used in deep sea diving to prevent nitrogen narcosis. Now, let us turn to the implications of this supply disruption. The impact on India is particularly significant because the country's semiconductor sector is heavily reliant on helium for fabrication and testing processes. A sustained shortage could delay commissioning timelines and escalate costs. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that the country's ambitious plans to become a global semiconductor hub by 2030 could be put in jeopardy. Crucially, the India Semiconductor Mission, launched in 2021 under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, is a key part of this strategy. The mission has a budget of 76,000 crore rupees, approximately $10 billion, and aims to establish India as a major player in the global semiconductor industry. But with the current helium shortage, the mission's goals may be harder to achieve. It is worth pausing here to note that the shortage is not just a problem for the semiconductor industry. Indian hospitals are also feeling the pinch, with rising MRI costs and longer wait times. Each MRI machine uses approximately 1,700 liters of liquid helium, and helium refills can cost between 15 and 25 lakh rupees per machine. Some smaller diagnostic centers may even be forced to shut down their MRI services temporarily. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Helium has an atomic number of 2, and its symbol is He. It is a noble gas with a boiling point of -268.93 degrees Celsius, which is the lowest of any element. The global production of helium is approximately 180 million cubic meters per year, with the top producers being the United States, Qatar, Algeria, Russia, and Australia. The India Semiconductor Mission was launched in 2021 under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, with a budget of 76,000 crore rupees. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you should remember the properties of helium, the significance of Ras Laffan, and the details of the India Semiconductor Mission. For mains, you should be prepared to discuss the implications of supply chain disruptions, the importance of technology indigenization, and the energetic nexus. With that background in place, let us look at the broader significance of this issue. The helium supply crisis is a reminder of the complex and interconnected nature of global supply chains and the need for countries to diversify their sources of critical materials. As India strives to become a major player in the global semiconductor industry, it must navigate these challenges and find ways to mitigate the risks associated with reliance on a single source of a critical material.